In our previous show, we began a discussion regarding the power of tefillah. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Aleph, teaches us, Mitzvos Aseh L'Spalel B'chol Yoyim. Shenemar V'Avaratam Az Hashem Alakeichem, continues the Rambam, Me Pi Hashmu Lomdush Azvoy Dezu, the Pasuk says, V'Avarat Hashem Alakeichem, what does this Avoy de mean? Hitfilo. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ula Ovdoi B'chol Vavchem. V'Amrcha Chomim, Ezu Avoy de Shebelev, what is considered an Avoy de Shebelev? Zu Tfilo. Continues the Rambam, V'Aim Minyan Hatfilo Ismina Toiro. The number of tefillos we need to daven every day is not a deraisa. Vein mishnah tefillah zois min haTorah. Mishnah tefillah zois means the nusach of the tefillah is not a deraisa. Vein letefillah zman kvu min haTorah. Nor does tefillah have a specific time when you must daven. El chiv mitzvah zu kachu. What is the chiv of this mitzvah? She oda mischanen umespalel b'kol yoyim. The one should daven every day. And there's some mefarshim, we showed them already, that want to say based on this Rambam, that the Rambam, as we're going to learn, holds that the chiv tefillah is a chiv deraisa. But the Rambam's opinion is b'kol yoyim. Tefillah must take place by day. What do you do by tefillah? You recite the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, as the Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph teaches us, that the seder of tefillah is first shvach, we say the praise of Hashem, then we say bakasha, we ask for whatever we need, then haidah, we thank Hashem for what He gives us. As the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph teaches us, La'olam yisada odom shvacha shel Kadosh Baruch Hu v'achach yispalel. That the right seder is first to say the praise of Hashem. However, the Magen Avraham and Simen Kuf Vav Sif Katan Beis teaches us that saying the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not essential. And even according to the Rambam, that the Chiv Tefillah, as we're learning, is a Chiv Deraisa, when Yoytze the Chiv, just by saying Bakasha, even if we didn't say a Shvach first. And the Mishnah Brewer there, in Simen Kufov, Sif Katan Dalet, quotes the Magen Avraham. V'achkach, continues the Rambam, Shoyel Tzrochev, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you need, Shutzarch lehem bebakash betchina, you ask Kadosh Baruch Hu what you need. V'akach nois and shvach v'adol Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you thank Hashem, Allah toivish shespiloi for the good that He gave us, kolech l'fikoicha, everybody according to His ability. Yesh mispalel pamachs b'yoyim, some daven once a day. V'yesh mispalel pamaharbe, and there are those that daven meant more than once a day. V'hako, wherever you're davening, you should face towards the base of Migdosh. The Kain Hoya Adova continues the Rambam, Tomid bin Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra. That was what it was from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Ezra. Kimin Shigol Yisob Emein Nebuchadnezzar. At the time of Nebuchadnezzar, when Klaiso went into Golos, this Avra of Pras for Yovim Shar almost they got intermingled with many different nations. At that time they established the Shemon Esrei. Shalosh Rishayim is the first three brachos of Shvach Lashem. Shalosh Achron is Haidah. V'am Tzoyas Yesh B'am Shalos Kol Dvorim. V'kein Tikkun Shem Minyan Tefillos K'minyan HaKabonos three times a day. And the Gemara, the Kesef Mishnah, quotes the Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Tana Mei V'Esrim Zakenim. 120 Zakenim Mehem Kam Nevim Tikkun Yudchas Brachos Al HaSeidah. Established that we should say the Shemon Esrei. And the Gemara Masechta Brachos says, Daflam Gimel Amud Aleph, Achei Knesses HaGdoyla Tiknem L'Yisra Brachos Tefillos HaKedusha V'Avdolos. And the Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner and the Sefer Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos explains that in the Shemoneh Esrei, and this is very much in line what we quoted from the Brisker Rav in the previous year, the Acha Knesset Gedoyla, when they established the Nusach HaTfilah, in this Nusach HaTfilah, there are tremendous kavanas and tremendous power that we don't even recognize. This is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs Mitzvah Hei, disagrees with the Rambam, who says that the Chiyuv Tefillah, every day is a Chiyuv Deraisa, says the Rambam, V'zeh Eina Nochem Be'enai. I think it's incorrect. Alvadai Kol Inyan HaTefillah Eina Chayv HaKlam Min HaTorah. There's no Chiyuv Deraisa to Davin. Avol Midos Chesed HaBayri Yizbaruch Aleinu. There's a Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Sheshmeya V'oinu B'kol Kareinu Eilav. That when we daven to Hashem, He listens to us. I, says the Rambam, what are we going to do with the pasuk that the Rambam quoted of La'avda B'chol Avavchem? What it means is that when we serve Hashem, we should do it with the proper kavana. And this that the Gemara says La'avda Zutfila is only an asmachta. Reb Chaim Brisker says two very big chedushim on Hilchos Tefillah. Reb Chaim Brisker in the Sefer on Al Rambam Perek Dalet from Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Aleph. He says that number one, even if we'll suggest that having kavana by tefillah, you yoytze the tefillah if you didn't have kavana, that's only regarding the pirush hamilas, the words of the tefillah, understanding the words. But the Reb Chaim Brisker says that another kavana, which is absolutely essential to tefillah, is to recognize that when we are davening, we are standing in front of Hashem. And Reb Chaim Brisker says that if one doesn't have that kavana when he davens, he's not joyous to tefillah and he has to daven over again. Furthermore, says Reb Chaim Brisker, that even the opinions that hold that tefillah is only a chiv derabbanon, that only means that you're not obligated midaraisa to daven. But even they agree that if somebody does daven, he's mekayim a mitzvah midaraisa. Moreover, he says, and many others say, and they say the Ramban would agree with this as well, the Ramban, who holds that there is no chiyuv tefillah midaraisa, will agree that if somebody, Rachman's son, is in a Shas Tzara, their Chiv Tefillah is Daraisa. And therefore, there's a tshuva from the Satmar Rebbe, and the Sha'al's tshuva is Divrei Yoel Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, that certainly nowadays, where we're in the Golos, and we're surrounded by enemies, and there's so many different problems, there is, certainly, everybody will hold that Bezman Azad Chiv Tefillah is a chiv deraisa. Moreover, there are rishonim and achronim that say that not only is there a mitzvah tefillah according to Rambam deraisa, and according to Rav Chaim Brisker, even according to Ramban, if you daven, you fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. There are other mitzvahs that one fulfills, mitzvahs deraisa, when one davens. You fulfill the mitzvah of Havas Hashem, you fulfill the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, you fulfill the mitzvah of Emunah and Bitochin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Chayvus Halvavus, you fulfill a mitzvah of thanking Hashem for what He does for us. But clearly, especially these mitzvahs that we just mentioned, you only could fulfill if you understand and recognize what you are doing when you're davening. As the Chovas Halvavah says, Tfila l'loy kavana kiguf b'loy neshama. And the Gemara Masech the Sanhedrin that Kovav Amabeis teaches us, Trachmana libaboy. But, as we said earlier, just because it's difficult to have kavana does not exempt one from davening. And one has to daven as best as he can under the circumstance. Moreover, davening, when somebody is experiencing a situation, so as we discussed in our previous year, is a special separate category of tefillah. And the Chazon Ish, in the Igros Chazon Ish, Simen Chof Gimel says, Adam Rishoy Lenasach Tefillah Tzara Letzrochav. A person can make up his own nusach, a tefillah for his needs. Ve'af Lahaske B'Hashem Shemayim. You could even say the Shem Hashem in that tefillah. Ve'chol Zman B'Yoyim, and you could have it any time. Ve'ein Tzarech L'chol L'Bit Tefillah Shemen Esrei. You don't even have to make it part of Shemen Esrei. U'maschel says the Chazon Ish, Yiratzim Ufanecha, and Davin Takarish Baruch Hu what you want. And in fact, the Gemara Masechta Chulin, Daf Samach Amid Bey says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'ave L'Tfilosin Shei Yisrael. And moreover, particularly nowadays, where we don't have Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have Karbonis, all that we're left with to bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tefillah. And the Mar V'Shemesh says, because tefillah is so powerful, the Yetzer Hara puts in special effort that we shouldn't daven, or we shouldn't daven the way we're supposed to daven. And because it's so important, we have to do what we can to do the best that our tefillah, in our tefillah. And as the Gemara, in fact, in Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis teaches us, that tefillah is one of the things that needs chizik b'kol yoyim. And as Rashi says there, she's chazik adam em tamid b'kol koichoy. The Mefarshim give different, the Paiskim give different etzes, how we could, what we could do to make our tefillah effective. Learning before tefillah, to be humble, to have a havas, a chaverim. There's certain people that every day before they daven, they say, we're mekabelin ourselves the mitzvah of a hafta l'racha kamoicha. To daven with tears, to recognize that everything we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a matnas chinam. To daven, and we spoke about this in our previous shir, to daven not for our own personal needs, but to daven for the Shekhinah. To daven that we recognize that the Shekhinah is in Golus. To daven that when we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for Gashmias, the needs, what do we do with the money that we get? We do mitzvahs. We bring up our children for Torah, for Avodah. Davening B'tzibur, davening in a Beis HaKnesses, davening in the proper Zman Tefillah, are all different ways that our tefillah should be neskabel berachmim uberotzen.